Next, my eyes focused on a cluster of fever trees. As soon as we arrived in KwaZulu-Natal, I noticed how abundant they are there. I never knew that. To me, they've always been an endangered species up north. I remember being involved in a school project when I was 8 years old, planting fever tree seedlings because they were so endangered. If only we could do something like that for the rhinos. If every child could throw a seed in the soil and out popped a rhino. I smiled slightly, realizing the absurd location my thought train took me. Just then another car pulled up. "We should leave," I heard. David and I got in our rental car while the officials travelled in their own. Before we could start our bumpy journey, we had to first drive to a totally different park, which was several hours away. Arriving there, we would change vehicles and travel all the way to the Mozambique border. Cars haven't been my most favourite things recently. Our previous vehicle broke down 4 times before I had to close my eyes and dish out some cash to rent a brand new one. It cost me a lot of nerves and ate into the budget. Though, I was thankful that finally we had a vehicle we could rely on, especially in the secluded area we were now going into. I bumped my head one final time before the 4x4 came to a halt. This time only, I hit it against the seat in front of me. It's been 6 hours since I've signed the permit at Lihlwe Umfolozi, and we were almost there now. Only 30 minutes to go. We were to join a convoy for the last stretch. They were already waiting for us as we pulled up. I noticed one bucky was filled with at least 8 workers who I later found out were there to systematically slice open the rhino in search of the fatal bullet. Another group were people like us, simple observers. They looked more important than us, though. I got out of the car, and as soon as I did, the heat wrapped around my body like a python. An immediate respect boiled up in me for the rangers, constantly working under these extreme conditions, and it was theoretically still winter. I could see another woman there as well. I've not seen many over the last few weeks, and I was curious about her. She was armed with a clipboard and pen, and throughout the course of the afternoon, she made notes about the incident. When we got to the rhino later, I was surprised at her callous way around the carcass. Chatting away and making jokes, she seemed completely unaffected by the situation. It quickly started to annoy me because from my perspective, the whole experience was decidedly serious, even traumatic, and anything but standard. I guess people cope differently. She must have seen hundreds of carcasses by then.